The classic line is to be or not to be, that is the question.
Yeah.
Having a syllable too many, you know, that's on purpose, because what it does is it slows you down, it trips you up.
Yeah.
And therefore it you know, and well, another thing that you look for a lot in Shakespeare that you can also look for in Recit is monosyllabic words.
Yeah.
A lot of very important lines in Shakespeare are written in monosyllabic words because you cannot speak them too quickly.
Right.
Whereas long, complicated words, you can just sort of roll them out, but it forces you to slow down.
Yeah.
One example that we're picking in Figaro is right before the Act 3 finale, when Figaro says, "Perché no, io non impugno mai quel che non so." There's that great, very clear, strong structure.
Right.
And it automatically slows you, or it should automatically slow you down.
Right.
And that gives, and then there's silence. So that really lends a lot of, or the orchestra comes in, there's some singing.
Right.
So that technique that they use slows you down and makes it important, which is cool. And Mozart totally underscored it in that moment by having the orchestra cut out and then come in after the line. Yeah.